This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending November 16th, 2018. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. The producer of Oscar-nominated movie Hacksaw Ridge is now developing a new movie about the little-known nuclear bomb incident in 1961. David Permit has acquired the film rights to the book The Goldsboro Broken Arrow about the crash of a B-52 bomber carrying two nuclear bombs in Goldsboro, North Carolina in 1961, and the mission to recover and deactivate the bombs. The incident was classified until 2013. Most people have at least heard of the Disney animated classic Fantasia that was released almost exactly 78 years ago on November 13th, 1940. What many might not remember is that the film ended with a beautiful segment that animated Schubert's Ave Maria to a vision of nuns processing into the dawn carrying golden lights. The story of this prayerful animation of the Hail Mary can be found at a link in our show notes. You may be a Star Wars fan, but Steve Sansweet is a fan unlike any other. That's because he has assembled the largest collection of Star Wars memorabilia in the world. His collection of 400,000 items is even certified by the Guinness Book of World Records. Sansweet was once head of fan relations at Lucasfilm, but now runs the Rancho Obi-Wan Museum in Petaluma, California, which has every kind of toy, book, bedsheet, video game, and movie prop imaginable. Speaking of Star Wars, Disney has announced that a second Star Wars live-action series is in development to go into production next year. The as-yet-untitled series will follow the adventures of the rebel spy, Cassian Andor, who will be played by Diego Luna, reprising the role he played in Rogue One. The other series, which is already in production, is The Mandalorian. NASA has been trying to restore communications with the Opportunity Mars rover since a global dust storm cut them off in August, but hope has been fading as the silence has stretched on. Now the space agency has said it will reassess the situation in January 2019 in the hopes that the upcoming windy season will unbury the rover's solar panels, which are presumed to be covered with a thick layer of dust. Some Harvard scientists caused a stir this month with their suggestion that an unusual object observed passing through the solar system may be an alien probe, but now other scientists have come out as critical of the claim about Oumuamua, a cigar-shaped body about a half mile long and 80 meters wide that came from outside the solar system and is currently passing through. Even if it isn't built by aliens, the object is still of great scientific interest. The hit Canadian science fiction show Travelers, which became very popular in the U.S. on Netflix, has been renewed for a third season by Netflix and will stream on December 14th. The show about one-way time travelers from the future trying to fix a future apocalypse stars Eric McCormack, who you might know from Will and Grace. While Game of Thrones is ending in 2019 after its eighth season, HBO is committed to several prequel series based on the story. Naomi Watts has been signed on as the first cast member of the first show that will be set thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones, during the Age of Heroes, and will include humanity's first encounter with the evil White Walkers. Nearly two decades after it was released, Gladiator is getting a sequel. Ridley Scott is returning to direct the sequel to the original, which won Oscars for Best Picture and Best Actor. The story will center on Lucius, the nephew of the Roman leader killed by Russell Crowe's Maximus in the original. While Maximus died at the end of that movie, spoilers, Lucius will be greatly influenced by him. Junk foodies rejoice because Oreos are getting even better, or worse depending on your point of view. The Oreo cookie company already offers a double stuffed version of its iconic sandwich cookie, which features double the amount of cream filling. Now fans can get even more with the upcoming most stuffed Oreos that will feature triple the amount of filling. Where will the cookie filling arms race end? And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And if you can help SQPN in our nonprofit mission to explore the intersection between faith and pop culture, please visit sqpn.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Dom Bettinelli.